In the name of our living Lord and risen Redeemer, Jesus Christ, amen. God gave many laws to his Old Testament children, and God expected all of those laws to be obeyed perfectly. To fail in keeping the laws perfectly meant imperfection and the curse of damnation to hell. The observance of the Passover was one of those required laws. The Bible records three times when Jesus went to the temple in Jerusalem for the Passover. Jesus did this in order to fulfill God's law, in order to fulfill perfection for all of us. Through the years, God promised that he himself would come to fix our problem of imperfection and sin. One of those promises was contained in the Jewish Passover with the lamb and its blood that protected and saved God's people. It was a picture that was fulfilled in Jesus. Jesus, the Lamb of God, came to fix the problem of our sin because of his love for us. Many of us have a tendency to kind of let things go in our homes during the winter until finally we get to April or May and we have that spring cleaning. Often, that is how our human nature deals with sin. We tend to ignore our sin until it gets totally out of hand and one sin leads to another. Our conscience is bothered at first, but unfortunately, our conscience gets used to the idea of sin, and sin doesn't bother us anymore. Pretty soon, we are complacent with sin in our thoughts, our words, or actions. We can well imagine that the practice of selling animals for sacrifice and exchanging Roman money for the temple shekel developed over a period of time. When Jesus came, these people had become complacent with the sinfulness of what they were doing. Jesus knew it was time to clean house. We also have a dirty house because of our sin. And like the Jews, we are the problem. We need to take an honest look at what God's law says to us. We need to see how we daily sin much and indeed deserve nothing but punishment, as Luther teaches in the explanation of the fifth petition of the Lord's Prayer. In all the commotion, the people did not know Jesus silently entering the temple courts. But when Jesus began to clean up the temple areas, everyone noticed him. They quickly realized that Jesus was claiming to be the Son of God, who had come to clean up the house of his heavenly Father. People may have thought this was their temple and their business, but Jesus' words and his actions said otherwise. This was God's house, and God's Son was speaking. The unbelieving Jews definitely knew the claim Jesus had made. If Jesus called the temple his Father's house, that meant Jesus was claiming to be the Son of God. So the unbelieving Jews asked Jesus to prove that he was God's Son by doing something only God could do, perform a miracle. They ask, what miraculous sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this? Jesus could have performed a miracle right there on the spot. Jesus could have afflicted the people with leprosy. Jesus could have snapped his fingers and made the walls of the temple crumble the way the walls of Jerusalem, or the ways of the walls of Jericho, tumbled down. Jesus could have done anything he wanted to do, but he did not. What did Jesus offer as proof of his authority? He did not perform a miracle. Jesus merely made a promise. Jesus made a claim that no one else could make. Kill me, and I will not stay dead. I will live. The authority it would take to destroy the temple of Jerusalem and rebuild it is nothing compared to the authority Jesus has over death. If you and I want the ultimate proof of Jesus' authority, it is in his resurrection. The resurrection is the ultimate sign of Jesus' authority. By his resurrection, Jesus showed that he has been victorious, not against an invading army, but against all the forces of sin and hell. Jesus was able to raise himself from the dead to show that death could not conquer him. And so death cannot conquer us either. We will die, but it will not be eternally, because we will rise from the dead like Jesus. There's the old cliche, hindsight is 20/20. We cannot see an outcome until it is over, and often it is quite different from what we expected. After it is all over, when we look back at an event or a decision we made, it is easy to say what we should or should not have done. Have you ever experienced the blessing of looking back in hindsight at a challenging event in your life and seeing how Jesus' loving care was continually at work during that time? Jesus cares continually for us by always fulfilling his word and promises. Jesus cares continually by always taking away all of our sins. Jesus cares by giving all believers and us eternal life in heaven. Jesus knew that the unbelieving Jews were not the only ones who misunderstood what he was talking about. His own disciples were often confused as well. But after Jesus rose from the dead, Jesus enabled his disciples to remember the promise he made that day in the temple so that they could see Jesus fulfilling his word and his continual care. Yes, hindsight is 20/20. John, speaking for himself and the other disciples, wrote, "After Jesus was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. The promise spoken 3 years earlier finally came true. The disciples came to trust in all of Jesus' words, and their faith in the prophecies of the Old Testament scriptures were made firm as well." This theme is repeated in other places in the New Testament. At the end of his gospel, John wrote, "Jesus did many other miraculous signs which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name." Sad to say, that promise made in the temple did not convince the Jews. But in the days after Jesus rose from the dead, it was a never-ending source of encouragement for the disciples. Their Lord and Savior had predicted and promised to rise again. And Jesus rose from the dead. The disciples would never doubt Christ's authority again. And we also should never doubt Jesus' authority. If the disciples need to be strengthened in their faith, then so do we. God has given us the same source of strength he gave the disciples. Promises such as Jesus made in the temple, coupled with the fact that he fulfilled those promises and all the prophecies of the Old Testament, gives us the same assurance that Jesus' word gave the disciples. In the Bible, our baptism, and the Lord's Supper, our Almighty God gives each of us the same confidence and faith in Christ. As a result, each and every one of us cannot help but say to Jesus, "Lord, to whom shall we go? You have the words of eternal life. Amen.